time! Party time! Woo! This is John Hagee! Welcome, everybody. This is Multicultural Mike Sledge on the GIB microphone, the Goyim Broadcasting Network here on Oracle. Welcome! Shalom, everybody! Welcome to the broadcast today. Glad that you're here. We have a chat room for the show. It is deconstructionslive.chatango.com. deconstructionslive.chatango.com. Come in if you want to, you know, rib on people, if you want to, you know, whatever you want to do, man. Let's have some fun. Let's drink it up. Let's raise some hell. And let's overcome the fear and not be a bunch of wussies. And welcome to the show. Today on the show, big show, Celtic Rebel joins me for the entire show. We are going to expose the Jewish supremacist control of the, you know, neo-Nazi movement, for the most part, the Christian identity movement, the Ku Klux Klan, all that, and how they are using that to, you know, make all exposés of real elite Jewish corruption look false, look fake. Because every time someone brings up the real stuff and points out the criminality of Israel, then automatically, oh, you must be one of them neo-Nazi. You must be one of them Ku Klux Klan. No, man. Not, dude. You know, I got nothing against, you know, black people or even low-level Jews or even, I got nothing against people, man. See, you guys always play that trick when you're plotting and scheming, hanging out at Lipschitz Deli, eating your gefilte-ish sandwiches, your salmon sandwiches, plotting and scheming on how to always lead us down a rabbi hole, as Celtic Rebel would say, and that's why he's coming on. We're gonna rip these guys because they're not even real. You know, I have friends that were in the Sons of the Confederacy. I had family that fought in the Confederacy. Okay, I'm a Southern guy. All right, and I support that. And that crap flag that they float around is not even the real Confederate flag anyway. And all of the Southern history has been wiped out and replaced by a Jew history that wants to make it look like that if you believe in your heritage in the South or whatever, or European culture, that you are somehow, or you want to expose Jewish criminality, you are somehow related to some buck-tooth, one-tooth, toothbrush moron in Appalachia with the freaking Ku Klux Klan hat on who's getting a paycheck from Abe Foxman. Oh, I want to mention, by the way, that we do have a special, a radio contest taking place next Sunday. I will take calls, and the best caller will receive front row seats to see Rebel Diaz. The best caller will receive front row seats to see Rebel Diaz at the Occupy Festival. So that's a big deal. And if you want to hear them do their famous hit, the 99%, we came to represent the 99, call in next Sunday and you will get front row seats to Rebel Diaz. Front row seats, man. I'm sure they could probably sell out Madison Square Garden at this point. Pick up their side with the Celtic Rebel. This is Deconstructions Live. This is Multicultural Mike. Get on their side. Das Badania, don't get it on you. Oh, show me no mercy. Let me tell you something. Show no mercy at all. Eli Lipschitz and his mother showed me no mercy when I got kicked out of their deli today after I ordered a vegetarian Reuben and I threw it at Eli. And he got Thousand Island all over his yarmulke, Thousand Island sauce. Bastard. Him and his mother are such ADL trolls, it's ridiculous. Screw Lipschitz Deli. Screw their tongue sandwich.
Right up the ass.
Mr. Rebel, welcome to Deconstructions Live. It's an honor to have you back once again.
By the way, you know, people keep asking me, I should do a show on it. I've actually have a recipe for a vegetarian Reuben.
Okay.
And it's pretty, no, yeah. It's pretty damn good. You use avocado, sauerkraut, and you make your own Thousand Island dressing. Rather than buy the store-bought kind, and it tastes just like a damn Reuben. It's you'd be surprised. You gotta grill it though.
Yeah. You can't kill it. You can't grill it until you kill it. What's that, Ted Nugent?
So I can imagine the horrors on Mrs. Lipschitz's face when she got smacked in the face by a sandwich and didn't taste the blood or urine.
Oh yeah, she's like, oh, I don't taste any urine. I'm used to getting golden showers from my rabbi. What's going on? Anyway.
Well, let's go through it. Let's do our own golden shower of hits.
Yeah, speaking of golden showers, let's talk about these Ku Klux Klan.
The KKK took my baby away. They took her away from me.
And as I brought up, Alex, you know, in the intro there, I'm a Southerner. You know me. You've met me. We've hung out. I'm a Southerner, you know. I had actually was connected to Sons of the Confederacy for a while. I've had family members who fought on the Confederate side. I take all that very seriously, and I do believe in that, okay, because I do believe that it was the War of Northern Aggression, and I do believe the South was fighting the good fight, and I stand by that 100%. And I want people to know where I'm coming from on this.
So, you were a member of Sons of the Confederacy? That must mean you must be flying a rebel battle flag on the back of your truck.
Maybe. Maybe. And you know, and the bottom line is this, that's been considered, you know, there are actually black people in the Sons of the Confederacy, by the way, okay? This is what's not talked about. You know, you get this image on the mainstream media, and we know who controls that this, you know, to play the race card, and how they reinforce that race card when you actually want to talk about real Southern heritage and the Civil War issues, they play the race card because they don't want you to know that the Civil War was basically the consolidation of Jewish power in this country. That's what it was, okay? From Abraham Lincoln. Come on, folks.
I know, people still ask, was Abraham Lincoln Jewish?
Yeah. Look at the Hasidic Jews in New York walking down the street. Don't they look like Abraham Lincoln on crack? I mean, give me a break. Of course he was Jew. He had one of those hats you could take a dump in and put it back on and go down the rabbi hole.
And exactly, and you know, the gay part of the Republican Party is not called the Log Cabin Republicans randomly.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And for those who don't know it, yeah, if you look into Log Cabin Republicans, it's actually a fairly powerful, legitimate Republican sect, and it's run out of, out of all places, the home state, IL. That would be Illinois or Israel.
Illinois. It's hurting my ears from Illinois.
And that's where you'll find the Log Cabin Republicans.
And that's where you'll find the power base behind this current administration. That's where you'll find Rahm Emanuel as a mayor. That's where you'll find Abraham Lincoln coming out of. And that's where you'll find Log Cabin Syrup.
I wouldn't eat it, though.
You mean you don't want to butter my flapjacks and pour that log cabin?
I don't want any type of butter or gravy or anything that came out of Illinois. Or Israel, for that matter. Because it's had the rabbi's blessing.
The rabbi was Abraham Lincoln. He went, Oy vey, come in my log cabin. Let me show you my syrup. Let me butter your pancakes and put my syrup on you. And that's how they got the Log Cabin Republicans. That's secret GOP history there, Alex.
So you have a rebel battle flag on the back of your truck, the stars and bars? Because that was the flag of the Confederate Army, wasn't it?
Nope, it was not.
Oh, no, get out of town.
Yep. They brought that in the late 50s, by the way, the stars and bars. That's not the original Confederate flag.
But wait, every ignorant redneck down south believes that this is the case.
Well,
where would they have gotten this belief? Because they're, you know, we obviously know they're all history buffs.
The only idiot rednecks in the South are the ones getting a paycheck from the ADL or the SPLC. I'll tell you that right now. And what they do is they buy these people off to promote Jewish propaganda, So now there's this image. Now, you know, when you say that you want to talk about the Civil War or the war against Northern aggression, which is what I call it, you're automatically lumped in with these clowns. And it is doing a disservice to legitimate historians and Southern writers and good people who are very intelligent, who want to, you know, put out the real history, not the rewritten Jewish history, but the real history. And that was done on purpose. And they do that with everything. We see it being done in the truth movement today. It never ends, right?
Well, that's quite interesting, because the next you're probably going to tell me something ridiculous, like there were actually black people fighting for the South.
Absolutely there were.
No.
There were black people fighting for the South, and as a matter of fact, I still have I actually know black people in rural areas down here that I used to go to barbecues and stuff with and hang out with, I used to work with in the factory I worked at one time, who also fly the Confederate flag. Is that shocking that a black man would fly the Confederate flag? Oh my God! And they actually call themselves rebels. Isn't that funny? Kind of breaks the whole paradigm, doesn't it?
It does seem to break the whole paradigm. So let me get this straight. I know you know this. I'm just sorry. Am I doing the TV incredulous voice? You know, like the guy on the infomercial. No, get out of town.
No, you sound like the guy in the school bus talking about, you know.
Oh, wait, I sound like one of the extras in the Mark Dice History Channel special. No way! The Luciferians run this government!
I can't believe that! Now I'm going to hand it over to Tony Robbins to sell you some toothpaste. Your teeth can be as white as his.
Well, if it's Mark Dice, they're going to hand it over to Tony Robbins to sell us anal lube.
Oh, yeah, anal lube for the log cabin Republicans to go along with the maple syrup.
So let me get this straight. The South actually had black people fighting on his behalf. There are people that get together for the Sons of the Confederacy meetings that are black people. And we're talking about educated black people, educated white people, not educated, self-educated. And
yep.
Is that music?
Yeah, I hear the music. And I still haven't fixed that, dude. I'll fix it.
Yeah, okay.
Deconstructions Live, Celtic Rebel, exposing the Jewish-controlled, rewriting, revisionist history of the South and the culture creation of the neo-Nazi movement to take a dump on anyone exposing... Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And we're laying the foundation here of our topic tonight.
So let me get this straight.
Sorry, I'm going
to interrupt you. But
Go ahead.
Well, I was saying before the break, so there were black people actually fighting on the side of the Civil War.
Absolutely.
Over the South. There are black and white people that actually know this because they are self-educated versus being educated by the education system.
Right.
And they know better than to join organizations like the KKK that was actually set up by Jews.
Yeah, Albert Kike.
And they may actually even know that the carpetbaggers that came down to the South after it was destroyed by Abraham Springsteen, they actually know that the carpetbaggers was just another way of saying Jews.
Yep.
Is that correct? I mean, I'm guessing at that one. I haven't looked into it, but come on. Well, who else is going to come down and take advantage of people?
What?
Who've been ruined and burned.
And I want to bring this up, by the way. Sherman was a Jew who burnt down the South, okay? And to this day, folks, this is very important to understand. From this day, you had Lincoln, Sherman. Look at these guys coming from the North.
Sherman.
Sherman,
don't forget to pick up the bagel at the deli.
Sherman burnt down the South after he ate a Reuben at Lipschitz Deli, okay? This is how ridiculous it is. But, you know, this is very important, Alex, because I want to say this.
Hold on. I'll let you.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, as my research has indicated, Sherman, the Sherman tank, was designed to burn Goyim alive, cook them, named after Sherman, who cooked Goyim alive.
No accident there, Alex. And I heard you showing that. Brilliant, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so what we're seeing now, I have a friend that flies planes, and I actually have been in a plane, a small Cessna. If you fly over the South, still to this day, you can still see in many parts of the South the burn line. It's still there. You can see the burn line where Sherman's march happened. Okay? This was like a nuclear bomb back then, okay? This is how serious the destruction was. They burnt people alive, even children, okay? Women in their homes, all right? And this is not, and that's considered the good side, folks, the good side. Now, let me also say this before we go any further, because I want to lay this down. I want to make this clear because it's so important to me. Is that Sherman, not only did you see that kind of criminality taking place with Sherman's march, but at the same time, let's get it straight. The white Southerners were against slavery overwhelmingly, okay? Because most of the white working class people worked on the Jewish-controlled farms and plantations. The plantations were all owned by Jews. They brought the slaves in to Charleston, South Carolina from Africa, okay? And almost a supermajority of white Southerners were against slavery. Why? Because that slavery put them out of their job. Sound familiar? Does it kind of sound like NAFTA? Does it kind of sound like what's going on today? Okay? And now they're using Mexicans and other people as slaves on the corporate Goy plantation, as I say on the show. So don't get it twisted, if you will, in your head. The whites, the majority of whites, were against slavery. That lie, you can flush down the Jewish toilet.
Oh, no, saying that truth, yeah, that the majority of whites were against slavery.
Yep, yes.
Yeah, the ones that were into it were the Jews that were waiting here for the Jewish slave ships to come and make them rich and break the back of the average white person that they despised equally. And then, of course, what did? They set up the KKK so that stupid white people would join it to rally against black people as their enemy instead of the Jews who set it up. And this is a formula we've seen the Jews use over and over and over again through history.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a joke, man. It's a total joke. And this formula never ends. It never ends. And it's not going to end until we wake up, no matter what culture or heritage you're from. Because, you see, the main reason that they want to keep us divided and killing each other and hating each other on the Goy plantation is because as long as we are divided against that 1%, and it's only a handful within that 1% of the Jewish controllers, then we'll never get anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
And
now we're talking solid history here. We're talking facts. We're talking about historical facts you can research. Now, I'm just interested in this. So, because I see a lot of these ignorant Southerners who've taken hold of all these memes, like, you know, they'll use the battle flag and they'll make fun of black people because they think they're somehow better than them, you know, even though they're the same level of poor trash that's victimized by the Jews that came and took over the South after the War of Northern Aggression. And what was the battle flag of the freedom-minded Southerners?
The battle flag?
Yeah.
Well, the battle flag, I mean, it really was this. It was, I mean, the battle motto was to get, you could go on the internet and Google what the original Confederate flag was. Okay, it was altered when they came out with Stars and Bars. But the original motto of the Confederacy was to restore, this is actually a fact, to restore the Constitution, okay, and to restore what had been destroyed by the infiltration of Jewish powers in the North. Did you know that Karl Marx under a false name, actually wrote articles in support of Abraham Lincoln and in the Union in the New York, what was then the equivalent of the New York Post?
No, that wasn't where.
Yeah, this is actually a fact. Karl Marx, the Karl Marx, founder of the Jewish mindset of Bolshevism, of communism, okay, which they don't believe in private property or your rights, actually wrote articles in support of the Union on behalf for Abraham Lincoln in what was then the equivalent of the New York Post or the New York Times. I can't remember the actual name of the paper then. But he actually did that. And that's pretty interesting, is it not?
Yeah, and now looking at this historical precedent, I mean, then again, this is a repeating historical precedent. Of course, you know, nobody's going to see this when the books and the printing presses are owned by a small minority of people who also ran the slave trade. And, you know, we've detailed how that was done. So looking at that precedent, now I'm looking around at the alternative media. Now in this great age of awakening that coincidentally followed the Matrix, there seems to be a lot of people out there that have suddenly become Jew-wise. And even were Jew-wise back in the days of ham radio. Now these, and again, this is a meme that's all of a sudden just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any chance, would there? We're talking just like a History Channel. That some of these same individuals that are out there exposing, quote-unquote, the Jews, are actually Jews themselves, just like we saw back with the creation of the KKK, would they?
Oh, yeah. And you see, you know, the best way to control your opposition is to be the opposition, right? So we know that, right? And now Anthony Robbins. No, I'm
really?
So how do I get that tangerine powder to make my immune system make me lose weight so I can look like Brad Pitt? Well, I'll tell you how. It's only a simple number to call. Just call 1-800-666-66-JEW. I hear music. Damn it. We'll pick up their side. Celtic Rebel exposing the Jews. Hello, everybody. I'm Chuck Jewelry, the founder of Do You Want to Be Jew-Wise? The author of the book that will change your life. Now listen, many of you out there listening to the broadcast might wonder, you know, how did some of these talk radio show hosts get so smart? And how did they quickly become so apparently Jew-wise? Well, it's not hard to follow the program. All you have to do is buy my book, How to Become Jew-Wise in 50 Days. For instance, chapter 1, the best way to become a Jew-Wise radio host is to immediately accept paychecks from the Anti-Defamation League when Abe Foxman calls. He is your guide to being Jew-Wise. Remember, all Jew wisdom starts from the top. And that starts from the top man, Abe Foxman.
Wow, especially, this book sounds great, Chuck. Where can I find this book?
Well, you can find this book very simply at www.howtobeajew.com.
Plus, remember to call in the next 18 minutes.
If you call in the next 18 minutes, we will include free tickets to Rebel Diaz.
Wait, Chuck, how much does this book cost?
All for only $99.99, or just three easy payments of only $33.33, plus shipping and handling.
Yes. So if you want to become Jew-wise, just ask me and take it from me, Chuck Jewelry. And I'll be back to tell you how to get this important information in 2 and 2.
You know, I think we're just giving this book away there, Chuck.
Why are we doing this? Are we crazy? Maybe.
I guess we should always, of course, we need to do this. We have to put in the disclaimer so anybody who buys our book and doesn't become quote unquote Jew wise can't sue us. Okay. I hope you guys listen.
That was actually the Jewish guy that talks real fast.
Hamana, hamana, hamana.
I'm Al Crampton.
No. So, wow.
Yeah.
You mean all these Jew-wise alternative media personalities and people that have been out there for quite a while doing this, exposing the evils of the Jews, are actually funded by the Jews or Jews themselves? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, surprise. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I think I'm going to write my own book. I'm going to call it Jew-wise and Pound Foolish.
By Jumer Pyle. Pyle. Get back to work writing that piece of crap book, Pyle. Can't figure that out if it's the sergeant on Gomer Pyle or Alex Jones. Working on it. Bottom
so,
line is this.
Next thing
not the bottom line, but the top line.
Next thing you'll be telling me is that Don Black is actually not who he says he is. The guy who founded Stormfront.
Stormfront, yeah. Stormfront Radio. Let me tell you, Don Black. He changed his name to Dong Black, by the way. Just made that up, you know, because of...
Now you're going to get the hate letters from the Stormfronters. His name is not Dong Black.
I mean, freaking Stormfront. I mean, White Rabbit? That's one of the... Actually, I like some of the stuff, but, you know, the bottom line is this.
I knew Don Black and Stormfront were full of it when I watched, a long time ago, somebody made a documentary about 9/11, and it was made by one of the biggest Jews in Hollywood, and he did this documentary where he went to do, oh, we're going to talk to people from both sides, we're going to talk to Palestinians, and what was the topic? Whether or not any Jews died in 9/11, right? Which is a big red herring that they had, that the Jewish media had put out.
Yeah, I mean, they just drug one of their guys to the streets in Libya, and he was killed.
Allegedly.
I mean, well, allegedly, but my whole point is, they have no problem with even killing low-level people on their side, as long as it benefits the top, you know?
Well, what I saw from this documentary when I realized Don Black was, he was interviewed by this Jewish guy on this. This was the most ridiculous documentary. It shows the scene where they allegedly cut off the Israeli or the Jewish journalist's head, you know, and he's watching it, and he's like, they're showing his face, and he's looking at it with horror, and he's like crying and getting all emotional, even though he's watching a corpse having his head cut off, because there's no blood coming out of the corpse. And for anybody who's seen that video, you know, if you cut off someone's
head. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's totally fake. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then he goes and interviews Don Black and promotes Don Black. And, yeah, here you got this crazy-looking skinhead guy, and he's pitching the protocols of Zion. Well, what is that doing? To your average person who's, quote-unquote, you know, and I hate this meme, this Jew-wise meme, who doesn't know anything about this. Well, what you're assuring there is that when they look at something like the protocols of the learned elders of Zion later, they're going to associate it with Don Black and Stormfront. And what are these guys preaching? The hate of black people, the hate of Mexicans, the hate of everything except them. And as Kyle pointed out, they're so proud of their Aryan heritage that they shave off any marks of it on their body and put tattoos all over themselves.
Yeah, great point. Here's what's interesting. Going into these clowns, I was doing research, not wanking, for the show. God damn. Dang it, I can't use any words anymore because Celtics made me feel so dirty. Nah, okay. But I actually was looking into some topics here, and I listened to some of Tom Metzger's shows, and I'm not going to say the website because it's ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to say it. Only for educational purposes, theinsurgency.com or whatever, right?
I thought it was The Resistance or something like that.
Yeah, it's Insurgent Radio or some crap like that.
Okay,
but so on there...
Tom Metzger, there's a very interesting character. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he admits in one of his shows in his archives, okay, that he goes, he was approached by David Duke in the late 70s, and they became friends, and they actually, and listen to this, Alex, because this is going to just fit into everything that you've done, okay, perfectly, and it makes total sense. He goes, and he even jokes, he's laughing, he goes, believe it or not, I was sworn in to the Ku Klux Klan in 1976, in Hollywood, California.
Oh, I'm sure there were no Jews present.
Yeah. I'm sure Anton LaVey wasn't there either. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, all these clowns, you know? He actually says, I was sworn into the Ku Klux Klan by David Duke And by the way, David Duke got most of his funding from Shell Oil. His parents were like pretty wealthy. He was not born a poor person. And he's not someone who just fell into the scene, by the way. And I actually agree with a lot of his information.
Yeah, so do I.
I do. I think David Duke is right on the money on multicultural issues, on fighting for European heritage, reverse discrimination. I agree with all that, okay? I actually do. But what does that tell you, Alex? Brought into the Ku Klux Klan in Hollywood, California?
Yeah, that tells you a lot.
Yeah.
That tells you a hell of a lot. Wow, Jews started the KKK, Jews control Hollywood completely and thoroughly. And, wow, here we have these voices against the Jews being Christianized into a Jewish organization in Hollywood, California.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, David Duke kind of supported the official story of 9/11, too, just to let people know. It was similar to the Ron Paul position.
Yeah, I think Tom Metzger is now borrowing from Mark Dice. He's borrowing like the the Terminator stuff. You know, you always borrow from Hollywood stuff, especially when you're a truth teller, right? You always go ahead and like use names out of Hollywood movies or quotes from Hollywood movies, because that's the best way to get inside people's heads, isn't it? Because you want to tell them the truth and free them of their brainwashing by using more brainwashing.
Yeah, exactly, man. And as far as and I want to say something here real quick to certain people in the chat, because this is very important. I want to clarify this, because I think it needs to be clarified. Is, you know, look, we're not. I mean, Alex, are we ever called and invited to be on Nightline or Geraldo Rivera show?
No, I haven't gotten that call.
Or fake news, boy. Tom Metzger sure gets called on all these shows. He's been on Springer, Geraldo, freaking, you know, you know. He ate bagels with Ricky Lake. I mean, what's going on with this guy?
You know, it's interesting, this Tom Metzger character. I remember when I was at college, there was I was in pre-law, and there was a girl there trying to sell us on, you know, here you get these young, ambitious college students, which most of them are among your best and brightest and might be big power players one day. She's trying to recruit us into the SPLC. And she brought up Tom Metzger as what we were going to be fighting against. Now, let's get into that on the other side.
Absolutely. We'll be back, everybody, with How to Become Jew-wise.
And Town
Pants. Town Bullets. With Chuck Jewelry. It's Neo-Nazi Love Line. Yes. Love that song. That's by Tortoise. One of my favorite bands. They're an instrumental band. These guys rock. Not played on MTV, on Jew TV. Instead, they got a bunch of Neanderthals and, it's the Jersey Show! A bunch of Jews pretend to be Italians. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous, man.
When I was in college, I had this this woman recruiter for the SPLC. Here's a lawyer. She's like, all my friends are making $80,000 to $100,000 a year right out of college. But I work for like $20,000 or something. Yeah, but I do good things and I help black people against people like Tom Metzger. And she gave us Tom Metzger's full bio, right? And what Tom Metzger was doing was he was up in the Northwest recruiting skinheads and organizing skinheads. And they're like, well, now all these skinheads are organized thanks to Tom Metzger, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, it was a good play. And, you know, what are we? Again, we talked about this, both you and I, why young people really... You know, they don't know what the hell's going on. You know, like, oh, I'm going to do a radio show to fight the New World Order. Well, you know, you need some experience because you're ripe for mental rape and manipulation by others, as we were when she was using Tom Metzger. They painted him up as a great enemy. And then what do I find out later on in life? That the SPLC paid Tom Metzger's bills to do this.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people don't know this, man. It's just like the other guy. I can't remember his name right now, in the 60s, was going to do that march against the Jews in Skokie, Illinois, or whatever.
Yeah, him too.
And he was actually a Jew, pretending to be a Nazi German. And this is the thing.
That's the guy that started the American National Socialist Party.
Yeah.
So here's a Jew. His name is Francis Joseph Cohen.
Yeah.
And he set up the American National Socialist Party.
Yeah.
And, yeah, yeah, he marched on Skokie, this Jew town, with him and his fellow Jews, marched on a Jew town, and generated a lot of support for groups like the ADL, the SPLC, and all these other groups. Basically, Jews using Jews to suck money out of Goyim.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know what Frank Joseph Collins is doing now.
I have no idea. What's he doing now?
Well, Frank Collins is now writing books about ancient aliens. And,
One program to the next.
Synchronicity.
Well, he's going to get his pineapple gland tapped.
I was recently told there's actually and this is the problem why a lot of people who are doing this in the truth movement don't have the slightest clue what they're doing, and why you need to be wary when there's some idiot sitting there reading a book to you on air, and the book is by Frank Collins. There's actually people in the alternative media that read Frank Collins' books on air.
Hi, this is Frank Collins. I'm drinking the Tom Collins. And I want you to come hang out with me and learn how to be G-wise.
You should see his list of books. He talks about Atlantis, Lemuria, ancient alien sites that were visited in America.
He's not talking about Atlantis, Alex. He's talking about Atlanta, Georgia. He's in Midtown going to Backstreet Club. Oh, I just met a stripper named David Duke. I'm sorry. Terrible.
David Dukey. Yeah.
David Dukey. She was part of the Transvestite Runaway Show.
Got inside her log cabin, his log cabin, her log cabin.
I love the maple syrup. Oh, by the way, they got this new thing called an Ethne Blue Shot at the bar. It's great. I mean, Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. You got Tom Collins?
Now, we're making fun of these people. Now, what are these people doing? Now, and again, right now, why are so many of these people that were former, we see the fraudsters. We see the path they follow and who they prey on. And this entire alternative media is people preying on people that are ripe for the picking. And again, we see all these people, wow, they're actually Jewish, and they changed their name to Collins to sound, not Jewish. Like Fritz Springmeier. I wonder about him too, but although he did put out a lot of BS about mind control and MK Ultra and all that other crap that people have used as a source book since. But the point I want to make is, who are they targeting? They're targeting especially these neo-Nazis, which, by the way, all the neo-Nazi groups are Jewish. Who are they targeting? All the Jew haters, the big-name Jew haters out there are all Jewish, and they're being funded by Jews to create something. And what they're targeting is the same victims that they despise, usually disenfranchised white people, Goyim in America.
Yep. Yep.
We're pissed off at what they're seeing. They're pissed off about multiculturalism. They're pissed off that they tried to raise their daughters in a Christian manner, and now they've dated nothing but black guys, and they've got three illegitimate kids that they've got to take care of for
and
the rest of their life.
That's the thing. And that's the thing, Alex, is that I agree with much of the issues that these guys are bringing up. Okay? I'm serious.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Okay? I see it every day. Okay? Where I live. I live in the South. I'm okay. I agree with their issues. I was a frustrated white guy in the South the same way. And you know what? A lot of those guys were attracted to me when I was younger. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put it on the table. Okay? The way it is. But the bottom line is, when you dig deep, you'll find out that these guys are there for a reason. They're there to suck you in. Okay? So they can then lead you down the path of your own destruction. And they're also white people. Listen to me very carefully. White Southerners especially. Listen to me carefully. The Tom Metzgers and these guys do more disservice to discrediting the cause, the legitimate cause against multiculturalism, the legitimate cause to exposing the real history of the South, than anybody else. And they are directly funded by these Jewish scumbags. Go ahead, Alex.
Definitely. There's a lot of idiots in the alternative media. They'll tell you the Matrix shows you the way things really are. But, it does show you one thing, which is exactly what I'm talking about, that whenever you have been victimized by what is going on in the world around you and you feel left out and you feel frustrated and you know that there's something better, there's something, there's an old pederast waiting around the corner who will now find you because he knows your mind is ripe for raping, or your ass is ripe for raping, which is exactly what The Matrix is about. And that's what these guys do. They mind rape these Southerners that are frustrated, pissed off about what they see going on in their community around them, which was once a safe place to live. What they see going on, their daughters turning into whores. What they see is the loss of their values and culture. And they're ripe for the picking, and that's what these people do. These neo-Nazi types, these alleged KKK types, they are raping the minds of frustrated individuals who, just like me, are ripe for raping.
Oh, and by the way, just to let people know, I want the two of us to do another show after this one on black nationalism. I mean,
yeah,
if you're willing. Because
sure.
I have a lot of notes on that. The Nation of Islam was created by the Jews. That is a fact, and I can prove it. I got the documentation. The Nation of Islam, Islam is a Jewish religion, for Christ's sake. But Farrakhan, and again, where is Louis Farrakhan based out of, Alex? Chicago. Where is Oprah Winfrey based out of? Chicago. Where was the Rose Law Firm and Hillary Clinton based out of? Chicago. The commodities market, Chicago. Our president, Chicago. Are you starting to get the picture? That they play the right, the black nationalism, the white nationalism is all being played by the Jewish syndicate out of Chicago.
That's right. Where are all the slaughterhouses? Chicago.
Chicago.
Where's Boys Town, as Kyle had pointed out once, where all the gays gather and
Chicago.
And butt rape young boys? Yeah, Chicago. All this stuff. Chicago. It's all in the name. And where is it? It's an IL. There's a good reason why the two-letter state code for Israel is the same as Illinois.
Yep. Yep. And going back to the beginning of the show, there's a reason why it's the land of Lincoln. You
Lincoln
bet
law.
Your ass it is.
Yeah, all this fecal stuff. It all comes out of Chicago.
Chicago. Absolutely. Including the band Chicago. They sucked.
Oh, they sucked big time.
Oh, but, you know, the bottom line is, so again, Tom Metzger, he was inducted into the Ku Klux Klan in Hollywood, okay? And then he formed, and by the way, he's got this other clan on there called the Wolf in D.C., okay, on his insurgent radio. This guy talks about, we need to kill people's children, double tap in the head. Now I understand where a lot of these trolls are coming from in my chat. Pick it up on their side. Celtic Rebel. Deconstructions Live. Exposing Dutch juice. And the neo-Nazi juice. The skinhead juice. All kinds of juice. Apple juice. Orange juice. Grape juice. Pick it up on their side. Stay tuned.
The Oracle.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. Church. Oh, I'm feeling the anointed right now. I'm feeling Jesus right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm feeling you right now. Oh. Yes, Lord. This is the voice of the prophet of God. This is the doctor, Reverend Evangelist Leonard T. Smith. And last week I was also made a bishop. I was anointed when they golden showered my yarmulke head. Now listen to me, brothers and sisters, and get that pink foot out of your mouth. Will I stick my foot up your butt and tell you that he's coming back. Feel the anointing, bro. Feel it. Just let it hit you. Let it grab you. Let it get you. Lord have mercy. This is like a my baby. For Jesus and manna from heaven. Now let me say something here, brothers and sisters. That man is coming back. I saw the face of Benjamin Netanyahu, and I said, holy Jesus, that Jew's coming back. He's coming back to reign supreme like a burrito supreme, baby. And you got it right here on Decon Live. But that Celtic rebel man, he's got to quit. Hater, you got to let it quit. How dare you stand before Almighty Jehovah and defame his name, brother? How dare you do it? And I'm going to tell you right now, I got a message to you, Goy. This is the Church of Third Eye Celebration on the Goy Plantation. And I just received a paycheck from Mr. Brother Metzger, and he told me we're going to take it over like a bar mitzvah shower, baby. A bar mitzvah golden shower, baby. And we're going to get paid, slayed, and laid. All at the same place at the Grove with Alex Jones. Now listen close. Feel the anointing. Feel it now. As we support our agenda in Hollywood. That's right. See, I don't like black people, but I talk like a black man. And that needs, you need to understand that out of Chicago, we can make it roll.
Can we get an amen, brother?
Amen, brother. We gotta let it roll. Yeah! Welcome back, everybody.
Wait, we gotta finish off your sermon there on a more powerful note. Can you,
okay. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day, neo-Nazi Jews. Welcome back, everybody, and the Celtic Rebel joins me. We're talking about, and I thank God, the guy from the Church Eye Celebration trying to take over the Goy Plantation with the Jew paycheck, not Johnny paycheck, but Jew paycheck. He said, take this job and shove it in your ass and get inducted in Hollywood by the KKK. It's gone. I feel a whole lot better now, Alex, so what about you?
I feel relieved. I don't know if you knew this, because I listen to conspiracy radio. When the church leaders say amen, they're praising the Luciferians of Egypt.
Amun-Ra! Amun-Ra!
It must be true, because I heard it on Patriot Radio, and we know that the people who do Patriot Radio, really smart people, man.
Oh, yeah, that black pope, that devil, that white devil from Rome sits on the Amun-Ra pyramid, brother.
Although, I think in all actuality, the big joke they're playing on the stupid, and I'm not saying all Christians are stupid, the ones that fell for the Jewish version of the Bible, is what they're actually saying is, amen. Can I get amen? Can I get amen?
Can I get a man in here with my Tom Collins?
Come on, boys down, time to get... Time to cook up some... No, raw meat, right? Eat the raw meat.
Oh, baby, they like it raw. Yeah, baby, they like it raw. To quote Old Dirty Bastard. Welcome back, everybody.
Can we get 4 to 6 inches of prime, quality Chicago cold cut in here?
Oh, by the way, Rahm Emanuel, Ram Emanuel... Ram Emanuel lost one of his fingers working in a butcher shop, dude, in Chicago.
You should have seen what happened to his brother, what he lost.
I don't even want to know, man. Oh, by the way, I just read this article the other day on Newsmax.com, a very serious news site, you know, run by Geocons, that this is a very important story, and Geraldo might cover this later in his show. This guy had to get his dick amputated. Did you hear about this, Alex?
Was he one of the guys that made the truth movie, The Matrix?
Well, no. he had a flesh-eating disease that messed up his dick from eating at Lipschitz Deli, and he had to get his dick amputated, and now they say he's just nuts. Sorry. Anyway, let's get back to the topic here.
Alex Linda.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Let's get back to this, yeah, because we got, you know, a lot of these neo-Nazis sound like they could be bagel factories.
Yeah, well, Alex Linder runs, for those who don't know, Vanguard News Network. We talked about him before. As a matter of fact, he's even called into our show before. And he does sound Jewish.
Hi, I'm Alex Linder. I wanted that bagel. You overcooked it. You put too much strawberry filling on there. I didn't want that. I want some whiz on there. Now get out of here. You're getting in my hair. I'm Alex Linder. Oh, I hate black people. I hate everybody. Zig Heil. Where's my Tom Collins? Is David Dukey on the run with you?
So, yeah, Alex Linder, right? Vanguard News Network, another one of these hardcore anti-Jewish sites. Once again, they speak of a lot of legitimate issues. They point out a lot of truth. But what exactly are they also preaching? Now, you've got this guy out there who looks the furthest thing from the image of the German Aryan Superman, right? Who yeah. looks more like he should be behind the counter at the deli versus ordering it on the other side. And, oh, come on, look at him, okay?
Oh, yeah, he looks like he's ready for that corned beef.
Yeah. He's out there leading these protests, calling for white separatism, which, again, it's not a solution, all right? What's going to happen there? This is an exclusively white zone. You know, like what if you got a tan that day? You know,
I'm sorry.
You look less white than Alex Linder, the Jew. And what is it?
Yeah, Alex Linder. I mean, hell, Alex Linder looks like he has been hanging out at the Gaza Stripper Club. I mean, this guy.
And that's what he does. You know, he stands out in these protests. He gets arrested. He draws attention to himself. He does a little bit of attention whoring. And I just think, is it just a weird coincidence that there's also something called the Vanguard News Network that's operated out of Holland?
Oh, yeah, Holland. Gee, not any Jews there.
The Netherlands, down below, the South Park, all of these things are Jewish fascinations.
Yep, I've been there, man. Jewish controlled.
Yeah, completely. This is the birthplace of the Dutch East India Company, which operated the slave ships.
I went to Anne Frank's house on the tour and found 3 dildos in the attic. It was bizarre.
Did you steal them?
I wanted to, but there was 2 Jews with guns guarding them. And they said, you take these dildos from a woman that didn't exist, we will kill you. So I said, well, can I get a bagel of cream cheese with Alex Linder in the deli? Oh, yeah!
Was there a rabbi in the back going, you want to see some pictures of the Anne Frank diddling herself?
I don't have any of Anne Frank because she didn't exist, but I got many of Bonnie Frank. You want to come and see?
This is the Russian girl. We made her up to look like the Anne Frank. And yes, I know it's improper, not legal, but I'm a rabbi. Come to the office. This is Talmudic law here. Oh, by the way, worry about Sharia law.
Well, it's really just Bonnie Frank with Willie Nelson pigtails in the attic, drunk off Menashevitz with 2 Nathan's hot dogs. Go up there and look. Yeah, go ahead.
It's the Vanguard News Network. What do they do? They put out anti-Arab propaganda. They even had that dipshit. I'm sorry, the dip crapper. the little butt boy that, what's his name? Media monarchy idiot. Pretending that he's an Arab, wearing the Arab
thing.
Oh,
yeah, the Jewish kid that's actually his dad's an ADL president.
No. This is a new one.
God, I can't keep up with it, man.
The guy who went under the Arab name, what was it, Sir the American guy? Or something like that.
American Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, and he's in the woods of New Jersey, and he's sitting there pretending that he's in Ethiopia having a firefight, and all you see is like his gun going off. They got an AK-47 there, and him sitting there going like, we're under attack. And even people that have no idea that, you know, people like, let's just say, Ed or others who do this kind of thing, pointed him out as a fraud and called him out for what he is. Even people that have no idea who this EJP is, and that's because those are his initials. I don't mean anything else by that. This wanker, Vanguard put this video out, and some guy who obviously has no idea what's going on just said, stop, this comment on YouTube was, stop camping, noob. It was so badly done.
Well, I heard they're actually filming New Jersey Devil Part 3. Okay!
I got, on the other side, I got something else interesting to tell you about. Okay, what is this? This is the station also concerned about, so let's not forget that. All right, we'll be back. No, Mike, your show. Sorry.
Hey, it's cool, man. Hey! Hey, how dare you? I will punch you in the face, Mom.
Well, look at there. Chelsea Gravel, Mike Sledge, Deconstructions Live, Linder's Bagels, Metzger's Bagels. Where does it end? In Holland, in the attic, with Barney Frank and Pigtails on Manischewitz. Pick up their side. Oracle! Play that!
Yeah, I think I know how it feels to be lied to be duped. All you people out there that feel alienated, especially you young people listening to the show tonight, and I'm dead serious. This is not a joke. Thanks for tuning in, because we do care. Not in a hippie, crybaby kind of way, but in a way of saying, you know what? You want to bring down the system? You want to stop these elite Jewish powers from controlling everything? Don't fall for their Jewish propaganda. And their biggest Jewish propaganda is hate and death. And anything that kills and hates is most of the time you'll find that road leading back to those swine balls. And that's what we're exposing tonight with Alex the Celtic Rebel.
Yeah, and Vanguard,
to have you back on.
And yeah. Vanguard, who we were talking about earlier, whether it's the Vanguard News Network on the Internet or the Vanguard News Network that produces YouTube videos, it's been they're so obvious. You know, here's this thing, the other Vanguard, the one that does the YouTube thing, putting out anti-Arab videos, trying to paint all Arabs as a bunch of crazy terrorists. So, again, it's out of Holland, we know it's a Jewish-run operation. And the only other thing I caught by it, because I was just looking at them like, let me make sure, you know, because I don't want to, I've done this before in air, but I don't want to call something out just based on one thing. I need to have a case. I'm not just going to say, oh, look, I saw so-and-so, you know, he used the term inside job. That must mean he's a shill or something ridiculous like that. Because you have to account for, you know, they just could be a bunch of idiots.
Yep.
So I'm not going to get hired and call them out. But then I'm going through their videos to see what else they're promoting, right? And, of course, the other thing they're promoting is how in some country in Africa, the poor homosexuals are being murdered just for being gay, right? Which, again, might be legitimate. I'm not going to judge it just based on that. That doesn't automatically mean it's serving the gay agenda. If this is really happening, somebody needs to report on it. But what are they doing? So what they're doing is they've got this gay guy that's walking along with this good-looking blonde Dutch girl who's obviously being paid by the Jews to promote their shite, but I haven't formed my opinion yet until I see what happens. She's walking along with this this black guy who has to keep his sexual orientation secret, or they will kill him, right?
Yep.
And she says to him at one point, it's like near the beginning of the video, she says to him, so Long John, why do they call you Long John? And he kind of smiles, and then she repeats himself. She goes, no, really, why do they call you Long John?
I know why.
I mean, come on. You know, it's like, oh, yeah.
Hi.
Let's go.
I'm John Goldstein, the CEO of Long John Silvers. And if you want more crunchy nuts and malt vinegar on your cod, we can get it in the drive-thru.
Sorry. I couldn't resist.
This is what they're doing. It's a joke. They're making fun of the stupid goyim that watched their little network, just like everyone else does. You know, all these operations. Again, they're taking, they're preying on the minds of the innocent, and they are literally raping their minds. Because again, you know, like you said, you fell into some of this stuff. I fell into some of this stuff. Because you know, I look at somebody like David Duke, and I'm like, wow, he's right on the mark here.
And I do believe he is right on the mark when it comes to multiculturalism.
I think he's right on the mark about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, even Tom Metzger is actually on the mark when it comes to some.
Actually, yeah, man. Actually, Tom Metzger, and this shows you how smart these Jewish operatives are, dude. They change their tone with the times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're very good at that. I listened to the whole Tom Metzger show that he did with the Truth Militia guys, right? Okay.
Okay.
I find this very interesting. I listened to the whole show, and, dude, I mean, you know, I didn't disagree with hardly anything he said. I mean, I'm serious, okay? But underneath that, you could see where he was going with it, okay? And that is, he would always throw in the racist banter. And what I mean by racist banter is this, look, you know, I mean, he was actually saying things, Alex, like, you know, I, as a white separatist, believe that we should leave people in the Middle East alone and not go in these wars, and we should all be able to have our own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
and
he
twists at the end. And twist is the right expression, right? He twists it because he gets going, you're like, yeah, and then he's like, and we got to kill all the black people.
Yeah. When I hate to tell you people out there, as a Southerner, I hate to tell a lot of people listening to the show tonight that I've met more black people, okay, that know what's up and are Jew-wise than a lot of these yuppie white scumbags driving around in Land Rovers with their girlfriends and their wives that are, oh, who are these losers? Oh, everybody sucks. Let me go to my little church and hang out at Outback. And I'm part of the establishment. They actually believe they're part of the establishment, Alex. and you know, and that right there really pisses me off, man. And so, look, I think the whole deal is here is that the people that know what's going on, if we could get together and we don't have, see, multiculturalism will destroy the black culture as well as the white culture. It destroys all cultures, okay? So when you see people standing up against multiculturalism, like Tom Metzger, what he's really doing is he's promoting Jewish culture. That's what he's doing. Hey.
Exactly.
Hey.
Yeah. When me and Kyle were touching on this yesterday, while we were discussing this issue, I brought up that what he does is he takes white frustration and he turns it into white supremacism. And that's exactly what Alex, you know, the whites are superiors or whatever, right? And you see a lot of that these days, even by big-name alternative media guys who were formerly, like, masters of psychology and astrotheology. Now, they all of a sudden, they've picked up on this and are talking about white supremacism. And what is white supremacism? There is only one group of people that believe they are supreme to anyone on this planet, and they are Jewish. They've turned white guys into, like, second-level Jewish propagandists because they're preaching Judaism. And they think they're Jews, while the Jews above them are like, no, you're Goyim. You're working for us. We'll free you, idiot.
They've actually convinced the white guys that get caught up in that propaganda through Tom Metzger and these guys, that guess what? They actually have convinced them that, you know, that they're Christian identity. They are the real chosen people. They are the real Jews. Just the same way that Louis Farrakhan and those guys have convinced black people that they are the real Jews. Because, you see, the Jews control all of those radical movements, and they're initiating you into Judaism.
Exactly what they're doing. What people like Albert Kike and well, I just did it there, didn't I?
Cool. But that's what he is, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. They got, what did they do? They took the Freemasons, which was actually a good organization at one time.
Yes.
And they turned them into a bunch of Jews.
Yep. The Freemasons were a great organization.
Yeah.
That was where European culture, I mean this in a racist way, but it's just a fact. That's where the aristocracy, the enlightened people, the intelligentsia. See, I don't believe in democracy, dude. I believe in a republic. I believe that intelligent people and people that are knowledgeable should get together, and those people that are more knowledgeable than others should have, you know, I have no problem with that. If you understand where I'm coming from to a certain degree.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe that just Joe Dumbass should be able to sit on the intelligence committee and go, hey, I don't like this bill. I mean, yeah, anyway, I hear the music. We'll pick up their side, exposing jackasses globally. Celtic Rebel, Deconstructions Live. Tom Metzger's bagels are coming out soon.
Metzger bagels. It's a good bagel.
I'm going to be on...
Talking about life, death, love, hate,
here we go.
Wealth, poverty, racism. Just a few things been running through my head.
Listen. We call on you. Listen. Now we call on you.
Yes, brother. Do you want to learn how to be Jew-wise? This is Khalid Abdul Sheikh Jew-Hamid asking you to come to Chicago and eat a Chicago kosher dog or halal dog, however you want to say it. Death to Whitey, death to Cracker, death to everybody except the Jew who created my show. This is Khalid Abdul Sheikh Jew-Hamid, and I'm good friends with Tom Metzger. Did you know or did you know? Ha ho ho, they know. Excuse my inflection. They know because Tom Metzger actually was the one that orchestrated the truce between the Nation of Islam and white power, brethren. And we brothers, baby, we brothers, the white devil of Tom Metzger sits in the same place that I sit. You know why? Because we get a paycheck from the Jew. How do you like that?
Actually, I get a paycheck from the Jews, and it's very nice. They pay me to do my show, and I make a good living at it. That's true. I see. It's all part of a plan. I don't know if you know what my father does.
No, I don't.
He makes keyboards.
Oh.
So I get on the air and I get all these truther boys all worked up, and they eventually ejaculate all over their keyboard and ruin it, and then they have to buy a new one. Profit in the front and the back end, man. It's a brilliant plan.
See. Celtic's daddy is a white devil who invented the keyboard for the mothership. That movie, what's it called? Close Encounters of the Third Kind? You know what it's called? That movie's about the white devil making the keyboard system for the Rebel Pasho. And I got that. Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to shake him, and you mama pays my bills. Okay, welcome back, everybody.
You know what? We have to face up to one thing, because I want to touch on the other side, and I think this is the important part to get across with the show that we're doing today, is we're talking about the neo-Nazis, the KKK, and all the extreme groups set up by the Jews to capture the people that are feeling victimized and disenfranchised and alienated.
All right,
well... Just like 4/5 of the original 9/11 documentaries were actually made by Jews, and maybe all but 5 of them now looking at it, they capitalized on this. Now, why wouldn't they have a bucket set up for the people that were already beyond the reach of those documentaries, you know, anything but the Jews blame your government documentaries? If they have planned ahead, you would set up a group of people calling out the Jews and attaching, you know, like the Tom Metzgers of this world and the Alex Linders, the little twist at the end, the white separatism, and all this other stuff.
Right.
So, of course they're going to do this. And what they're trying to do, and this is the important part for people who are listening now, is they're going to control the two extremes. They've done this for ages. Because what they don't want is people like us who walk that middle ground. When you and I did a show on Nixon, I think that was probably one of the best shows that I've heard anywhere. because I went back and re-listened to the show, not just to praise our sisters. What we did with that was we walked the middle ground. And when we walk that middle ground, you're going to get attacked by both extremes. And look what happened after the Nixon show. All the left-leaning people, all the liberals and the idiots would attack us. Oh, how dare you guys praise that Nazi, that fascist Nixon. And then you got people on the other side like, oh, Nixon was, you know, what is it? The other extreme of that. You see where I'm following.
Yeah. And what is the Jewish motto? We play the both extremes to destroy the middle, right?
Exactly. And
they always play the extremes to destroy the middle. So black nationalism, white nationalism, all these crazy radical extremes, Republican, Democrat, left, right. It's always the duality of the Talmudic mindset, and they play it like a Stradivarius, baby.
Yeah. I mean, when you're walking that middle ground, you know you're in the – that show we did, as far as on my blog, when people go and vote for it, it's at CelticRebel.wordpress.com. It is actually one of the shows that I've done that received the most votes, but it also received the lowest votes. In other words, there were many people coming in and marking it, you know, like zero stars, because that shows me, based on the number of votes and how many people voted it down, what a great show that was and why it's so important to try to walk that middle ground. I mean, look at the show I do here in Oracle and the one I've been doing. And again, I'm not just trying to praise myself, but as far as the complaints that Oracle receives, okay, most of them are about me.
Right.
And what are they? One group of people going, the Celtic Rebel's a homophobe, and he's going to end up the result of gay people getting killed all over, blah, 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 you know, because I'm extreme, you know, Nazi homophobe, right? And then the other complaints are, the Celtic Rebel's a gay fag who's promoting the gay agenda and turning people gay. It's like,
yeah, that's the same problem I get into, man. It's like, oh, my God, he's a Nazi. He's a racist. Oh, my God. And then the other side, I get emails saying I'm a racist. And they get emails saying, oh, my God, he's a, let me just say it, he's a nigger lover. He's a goddamn Jew-loving, nigger-loving liberal. He's a Jew himself. How dare this man? And, I mean, how can you get two extreme emails, right?
Yeah, yeah. How do you do that? Because you're walking the middle ground. You're in the right place. When you get that, you know you're in the right place. And that's for anybody out there. Whatever you're doing, if you're getting attacked by both sides, then you're on the right path. You know, and the people that were out there exposing 911 as being an inside job weren't getting attacked from both sides, were they?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're, you know, the extremes against the middle. And that's why they destroyed the moderates in the Senate and the House of Representatives, Celtic, over the last 20 years. It's been a systematic destruction of people who did not fall into either paradigm, who were independent thinkers who they've gotten rid of.
Yep.
In the Congress. And that's the same programming nationwide. Polarization is a Jewish creation. Bipolar politics, baby, at its best.
Exactly what it is. And look what's going on right now, further along these thoughts, right? What's going on here? I'm seeing a huge momentum shift. And people like us are responsible for it, whether you want to admit it or not. That we're pushing the middle ground, and look, more and more people are starting to see that a lot of this information that came out and that it was fed to them and it was BS distracting, because, you know, you start looking down this Jesuit rabbit hole, you start, and, you know, rabbit hole again, filled with crap. You start looking down this inside job rabbit hole, all this other stuff they put out there, the infinite love rabbit hole, which again is kind of like saying shrimp. People are fed up with that. Now they're starting to see when people look into it for themselves. We got a great call in Unleashed last night. Look, you get to the point where you're just like, hey, you know, damn it. All the stuff that was put out is disinfo. It's the Jews. And all the things that we accuse the aliens of, the Jesuits of, it's all what the Jews do. So there's shows on this network that are talking about it. My show, your show, Giuliani, Lee, Kyle, Fetch, okay? And when you look at what people are listening to, the downloads, those are the highest rated shows on the network there. This is what people want to hear, because they're fed up with the crap. So what is the enemy going to do now? Because we're all trying to walk that middle line. Well, yeah. they're gonna attack us, but when they can't attack You know, sometimes you have to play, you know, if your enemy's too strong and I got too much momentum, you don't attack, you fall back, but now you're going to emulate your enemy. You want to infiltrate them. You want to sound like you're one of them. So there's all these new people coming out now. All of a sudden, they're talking about Judaism, but they've always got ready that little twist at the end.
And that's where I agree with Kyle on this here, is that because what you just said really ties into this, is that, you know, what was the compromise? What was the middle path? The middle path is actually National Socialism. Okay? Now, hear me out. The middle path was, you know, nationalism, which is, you know, considered a right-wing philosophy in this country, and National Socialism, not international Bolshevik Jewish-run socialism, but creating projects and creating jobs that do put back into the economy for the people of this country, because you care about the people of this country, okay? And playing this extreme Ayn Rand anarcho-capitalist side and the Jewish Bolshevik side on the left, both sides are still of the Jewish mindset, and they've destroyed the middle path once again. And that's why these neo-Nazi groups, Alex, were invented, to make sure that never happened again in this country or anywhere else.
Great point.
And we'll pick it up on their side with the Celtic Rebel. Deconstructions Live. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are listening to The Rebel Path, Expanded Edition. That's right, I am taking over the network. The rumors are true. I just took Mike's show, took over Kyle's show this weekend. I'm going to be taking over all the shows. It's part of a big Jew plan. I am evil, evil. I am alive. Mike will join us soon.
I'm
as
here.
As soon as he
I'm
accepts
here.
His demotion, everything will be cool. Mike, welcome to Rebel Path Extended Edition. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks, Dave.
Anytime, man. You can be part of my network. You know, you're welcome. As long as you begin every sentence with Sir Rebel and Rebel Sir, and close with Rebel Sir.
Oh, to Hertz Hog in the
Oh, dude, don't even worry about the chatters.
I had to pick up. I know you always told me not to, but damn it, I can't.
Why worry? It's one of Tom Metzger's boys is hurt.
I'm only taking phone calls next week, so you can win. The best caller will win front row seats to Rebel Diaz, baby.
Wow, front row seats to Rebel Diaz. That sounds awesome. So he's the real
absolutely.
Rebel.
And you might even get an autographed yarmulke from Abe Boxman.
We the 99%. We here. We arrived.
We're here to represent. All right.
Yo, we representing.
I wanted to close on a couple thoughts over the show about walking that middle line. You know, again, we're seeing all these new people now. All of a sudden, everybody wants to be quote-unquote Jew-wise, which is this meme going around, probably being pushed by the Jews themselves, right? And one of the red flags people have that either somebody's – it doesn't mean they're an operative. It just could mean that they're not very bright. Is you hear this term Zionist over and over again. We expose the Zionists on our show. We talk about Zionism. Who cares? That's like saying we talk about cooking on our show. It's meaningless. The term Zionism, we did a show on this, which, by the way, drew a lot of hate from a lot of people. Again, by exposing this one aspect, which is a dialectic set up by the Jews themselves. The term Zionist, I mean, when we look at this, and we've brought this point out before, are all the pornographers out in the valley of Los Angeles, are they Zionists? I mean, was the guy who ran the NKVD and was known for raping white Russian women to death, teenage Russian girls to death, was he a Zionist? The guys that operate the slaughterhouses in Chicago, are they Zionists? No. The people that run the white slave trade, are they Zionists? They could care less about that.
Yep, absolutely, dude. They could care less, man.
And they've always set up, you know, our heroes. I want to mention one of their sources, Real Jew News, another one. You know, like, I was wondering about that. I just looked at an image they put out. They go, this is what the Jews don't want. You know what they don't want? It shows a KKK rally with all these guys in hoods. And the other thing they showed, because these are what they're most afraid of, and the other was Passion Plays, where it shows, like, some guy being tortured on a cross. Yeah, this is what the Jews don't want. They don't want to see idiot white people wearing hoods in an outfit that they designed for them, or they don't want to see the savior of the Goyim crucified on the tortured on the cross for their amusement. Nope, that's what they fear more than anything else.
Of course, man. And the whole bottom line is this, man, is that they created, and this is the big, line of the show tonight. I want to make clear. Both sides, the extremes always play against the middle. That is the Jewish philosophy. Okay? So anytime you see, radical blacks who want to kill all whites, like these new Black Panther Party people, or radical whites that want to kill all blacks, that's all Jew created. All Jew created, man.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep on happening and happening and happening. You know why? Because that is what divides us. I mean, look at this fake truth movement that we're in, Alex, right?
Yeah, and both sides are controlled. You know, we picked on the one side, the neo-Nazis, in case you feel like you're getting bashed around. Well, you know, you should be, because you're following the same logic the people you claim to oppose. But so is the other, the kumbaya side, right? The aliens, all the crap that's out there.
And here's, exactly. And that's actually their biggest gimmick now, because they know the extremes are wearing off as people, you know, let's just face it, as people become more mixed and, intermingling, the extremes are dying out. You know what I mean? You know? There's a whole new operation taking place now, and that's why they moved from Black Panther Party and neo-Nazi stuff to infinite love and the tapping your pineapple gland and let's sit around a campfire and do acid and screw each other at the butt in Brazil. I mean, that's what they've moved to now, okay? And that's the same people controlling that, because that's where they know the new thing's happening. It's like, hey, this is even better. This is a multicultural bouillabaisse of dumbass young idiots who we can mold all together at the same time without even having to play the extremes.
Yeah. And these guys, again, they're either just so overconfident in the stupidity of the people that they are scamming, just as well as the guys that, the white separatists attached themselves. So this guy's on the other side. Kyle had sent me that video, This is the historic moment. This is the cyber tribe forming on the internet. A 3-day virtual conference where anybody can join. And who are the people? Dude, their logo is a menorah. They're just rubbing it in your face. That's right. They're rubbing their poop in your face if you attend. And who is this group? Did you see who was part of that group?
Yeah, people like Dan Gaiman.
No. The cyber tribe. These are the kumbaya, let's take ayahuasca, let's open up our third eye, infinite love. It's Scott Bug, the Intel Hub, all these like crazy Nibiru guys, these crazy...
That Bug?
Yeah, he's one of them. He's a member of the cyber tribe. They got a menorah, him too. And this girl called Sheila Aliens, who... looks like the bimbo I was trying to pick up this weekend, where she's just like, hey, what's up? Hey. I'm like, why are you talking? Why isn't there a dick in your mouth? You know, she just looks like this clueless bimbo. And
the reason there is not a dick in her mouth, Alex, is because she's a girl. I figured out something here. Hey, we're from the Cyber Tribe. David Dookie's fixing to come on. We got our Tom Collins. We got our Iowa.
The Cyber Tribe's the other side of the dialectic. You're thinking of the other side.
Okay, what side are they on? Damn!
They're on the left side, not the right side, okay?
So who are they?
I'm sorry, they're in the South Pole, the nether region, not the North Pole.
Hey, wait a minute. The Nation of Islam gets black people to wear South Pole clothing. What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe we should talk about it later. Tell you what, for those listening, I just think, I don't know if we're going to run out of time here. I've still got some stuff to do. I got to go to the grocery store. I got a few other errands I got to run, and I'm not going to have time to plan a show tonight, but I'm thinking if I get back in time and everything, what we might do, maybe you, me, and Kyle, because I was in both of your shows this weekend, we were talking about similar topics here that maybe we can continue some of these thoughts and have to, you know, like a roundtable discussion on exactly this type of information.
Sure. And I promise the listener I will stay sober. I just got back. The reason I was late coming into the show tonight, I went to a 12-step program. And then I quit it because I realized that they're really the 12 steps for the 12 tribes of Israel. Bunch of Jews telling me to quit off drinking. Can you believe that? Screw those guys. I saw Tom Metzger there. He's like, dude, I was drinking like a half gallon a day when I formed the White Area Resistance.
Oh, that's funny. Adolf just posted an image of Sheila Aliens in the chat room, who is quite shaggable, and says she screams Nibiru after every orgasm.
She's freaking hot. Hey, baby, I've been sitting here from the Mayans.
You know what? She's invited to come on the show tonight, but she has to perform the whole show under my desk. I will give her a microphone, but she has to sit under my desk the entire time.
Come on, baby. You know, Monica Lewinsky style, and let's talk about this. Or maybe we'll talk about it while you just go, ah, I'm just kidding. Anyway, back to the show. Back to the Sean Hannity show. Oh, we only got 3 minutes left. Damn, the show's already over? My God.
Oh, I don't know what else to talk about. Yeah, this is what they do. I mean, we just have to be wary. They always present us with heroes to follow, and they're their people, and they're always, again, they're taking information from other people and putting that twist in it, yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in. I might see you later tonight, or I will, on Alex's show. Alex, thanks for coming on, man.
All right.
Good topic. Thanks, everybody. Oy vey! See you next time. Deconstructions Live. Out of here.